Welcome back to the deep dive. I want to start today with a feeling that I think is pretty much universal right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're, running a huge company or you're just trying to get your personal brand going on LinkedIn. It's that feeling of shouting into a hurricane.
Content saturation.
Exactly. We're calling it content saturation, but it really just feels like exhaustion,
It is. It's probably the defining feature of the digital world right now.
Yeah.
So much noise.
And here's the crazy part. The problem isn't getting it out there anymore. 10 years ago, it was all about, how do I get a TV slot? How do I get on the radio?
Right. Distribution was the bottleneck.
But today,
yeah,
the shelf space is infinite. Spotify, YouTube, TikTok, they are these hungry beasts. They'll take whatever you can feed them. So the barrier isn't distribution. It's just making the stuff.
That's the complete shift. It used to be access to the channel. Now it's all about your production capacity.
Yeah.
Can you actually make enough high-quality content to stay relevant?
Because if you stop feeding that beast for, like, a week, you're gone. You just disappear.
You disappear. And that's where we're starting our deep dive today. We've got a bunch of sources here about something called the Auto Content API.
And look, before you tune out thinking this is for coders, let me reframe this. This isn't just another chatbot or, a writing assistant. It claims to be an industrial engine for media.
Think of it like infrastructure, like plumbing or electricity, but for content.
Right. But to see if this is all hype, we're not just going to read the documentation. We're going to apply it. We're taking a real company, a B2B expert called Churnbuster, and we're going to run a simulation.
I love this.
We're going to see how a company like Churnbuster could use this specific API to, well, to just dominate their niche.
And Churnbuster is the perfect test case.
Yeah.
They're not selling sneakers or a lifestyle brand. They are a high expertise partner for subscription companies.
Super specific.
Right. They're in the weeds of passive churn, that's failed credit card payments, and active churn, which is, when someone actually clicks cancel.
It's a high stakes game. If they mess up, their clients lose a ton of money. So the mission today is pretty simple. How does a company with that much on the line use this API to grow, but without, losing its soul?
Let's get into it.
Okay, so first things first. What does Churnbuster actually have? I'm looking at their site, and they've been around for over a decade. They have all this stuff. Adaptive retry logic, recovery data points.
They're sitting on a mountain of knowledge.
A huge mountain.
That is their core asset. Millions of data points on why a card fails and, more importantly, how to save that customer. But where does that value live right now?
Well, looking here, it's in blog posts, some white papers, and I guess in the heads of their specialists.
Exactly. It's trapped expertise. And let's be honest about who their customer is. The VP of e-commerce for a $100 million brand.
Right.
Is she reading a 40-page PDF on Dunning best practices on her commute?
No way. She's listening to a podcast. She's on a call. She's just trying to survive the drive. She might download it to feel productive, but she's not reading it.
And that is the very first thing this Auto Content API claims to solve. They call it the input layer.
The ingestion part. Okay, so the docs say it can take URLs, plain text, and this is key complex PDF files.
Mm-hmm.
So in our simulation, Churnbuster takes that huge kind of dry guide on recovery analysis, the one nobody is reading, and they just feed it into the machine.
And this is where it gets really interesting. It doesn't just give you a shorter text summary. The API calls itself a notebook LM API alternative. You can actually turn that dry text into a dynamic two-voice audio conversation.
Wait, what? Like a podcast?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine Churnbuster can just generate a 10-minute audio overview of their latest report on Black Friday decline rates.
Okay, but hold on. Is it just a robot voice reading the text? Because nobody wants to listen to Siri read a white paper for 20 minutes. That sounds awful.
No, and that's the key difference. The API uses what it calls multi-speaker dynamics. It simulates a back and forth, kind of like what you and I are doing right now. It uses questions and answers to explain the ideas.
So if I'm that busy VP, I'm terrified of losing revenue. I need answers, but I have no time. Suddenly, Churnbuster is offering me this private audio deep dive I can just listen to on the way to the office.
Exactly. You're lowering the cognitive load.
Yeah.
You're turning a chore learning about payment gateways into something that's actually, kind of entertaining.
And because it's an API, this isn't some big one-off project.
That's the infrastructure part.
Yeah.
Every single time Churnbuster's data team puts out a new report or updates a document, the system could just automatically create a new audio episode.
Wow.
It builds so much authority, TurnBuster stops being just a piece of software you check once a month. They become the voice in your ear telling you how to run your business better.
It turns their documentation into their own private media network. That is a massive shift. But what about the other side of their business? They talk a lot about high-touch support.
They do. Their site says concierge setup, and they act as a strategic partner.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not some set-it-and-forget-it tool.
But let's be real. High-touch is so expensive. You can't have your top strategists, the people who really get churn, spending their day explaining where the settings button is.
It's the classic problem of scaling. You want to give everyone that right glove service, but you can't just clone your experts.
Mm.
And this is where the API's explainer videos feature could be critical.
I was looking at this part of the source material, and honestly, I was a little skeptical. We've all seen that bad AI video, you know, like a slideshow with robotic stock clips.
It's a valid concern. If you're a premium brand, you can't put out junk.
Right.
But look at how this one works. It crawls a documentation page, say the page that explains their cancel flow dashboard. It generates a script, but it can use the actual screenshots and visuals from that page.
Oh, so it's demonstrating the real software, not just talking about it.
Correct. It can create a 60 to 90 second horizontal video walkthrough. You can even put an AI avatar in there. But for software, really, you just want a clean visual with a good voiceover showing you exactly what to click.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about the cost? Because normally, if I want a polished video like that, I'm hiring someone. I'm spending, a few thousand dollars at least?
Oh, easily. $300 on the low end, up to $10,000, and it takes weeks. The source material says the API cost for a video is about 400 credits.
And that is?
About 4 euros.
4 euros. I can't be right. That's the price of the coffee.
It's just a completely different economic model. But forget the price for a second. Think about the application. ChurnBuster's dashboard is complex, and they're always rolling out new features.
So instead of a help article with screenshots that are instantly out of date, they could just point the API at their docs and get a fresh video for every single feature.
And the real benefit isn't just that it looks cool. The case studies in the source material say these videos directly lead to fewer support tickets.
That's the magic metric right there. If the video answers the question, the user doesn't file a ticket, and that frees up their human experts to do the real strategy work.
Right. If I'm a strategist at ChurnBuster, I don't want to explain password resets. I want to talk about how to interpret a recovery rate analysis. The video handles the how-to, so the human can handle the why.
I like that. You protect the human touch by automating the grunt work. Okay, so we've covered existing customers and support. What about growth? Getting in front of new people who don't even know they have a problem yet.
This brings us to a concept I really like. It's called mental availability.
That sounds like something a consultant would charge you $50,000 to explain. Break it down for us.
It does sound a bit fancy, but it just means when a problem happens, like a credit card failing, how quickly does your brand pop into someone's head? Growth is all about being there when the customer needs you.
And today, the customer is everywhere. LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube Shorts.
And ChurnBuster has to be there. But again, who has the time? Running a TikTok for a B2B payment company sounds like a full-time job. What do you even post?
Yeah, another failed payment. Let's go. It's not going to work.
Exactly. And that's why most B2B brands just ignore it. But this is where the video shorts feature comes in. The API can generate those 9.16 vertical videos. It can even create faceless channels using stock footage or avatars.
The source mentions newsjacking. This I find really fascinating. How would ChurnBuster do this?
Newsjacking is about riding a wave that's already moving. So picture this. The API is integrated with X and Reddit. It's monitoring trends. And let's say Stripe suddenly announces they're increasing their fees.
Ooh, that would set the internet on fire. Every e-commerce owner would be freaking out.
Or a crypto crash affects subscriptions. Normally, a marketing team sees that news, they have a meeting, they draft a script, they film it, they edit it, and they post it 3 days later.
And by then the conversation's over, the wave is gone.
Totally gone. But with the API, you set up a reaction loop. The API sees the trend Stripe fees with negative sentiment. It triggers the deep research endpoint to figure out why people are upset. Then it automatically writes and generates a vertical video explaining how ChurnBuster helps offset those fees.
And it just makes the video.
In minutes. Creates the script, adds the voice, puts the big subtitles in the middle like you see on all those viral shorts. ChurnBuster could be the very first authority commenting on that news with a polished video on TikTok and LinkedIn.
That speed is a crazy advantage. It builds so much trust because it just says, we are paying attention.
And you didn't need to call your video editor at 2 a.m. The infrastructure just handled it. That's the shift from marketing as a craft to marketing as infrastructure.
You mentioned deep research. I want to zoom in on that because Churnbuster's whole brand is being a strategic partner. That means they need to know things you don't. But I mean, AI research can be risky.
It can.
We've all seen ChatGPT just make stuff up. It invents court cases, historical events. Can a company like Churnbuster really risk their reputation on that?
That's the big fear, the brand risk. But the source is clear that the deep research endpoint isn't a standard LLM just guessing. It uses agents.
Okay, clarify that. What's an agent versus an LLM here?
An LLM is like a library where some of the books are out of date. An agent is more like a research assistant you can send out onto the live web with a mission. You tell it, go to the Financial Times, search for articles about new EU payment rules, and summarize them.
So it's actively browsing the real live web.
Yes. Yeah. Reputable sources. And it pulls out structured data with citations, so you know where it came from.
That changes things. Okay, so how does Churnbuster use that?
Well, subscription rules, especially in Europe, are changing all the time. Churnbuster could have the API scan for new payment regulations every single morning.
And then what do they do with that info?
They use the automated briefings feature. The API generates a daily report, and it could be a PDF or, again, a short private podcast that summarizes those changes.
Oh, I see. And they send that to their clients, the Churnbuster morning brief.
Exactly. Imagine you land in your client's inbox every single day with proactive advice. Hey, the rules for debit card retries just changed in Germany. Here's what that means for you.
You become essential. You're not just the tool that saves cards. You're the partner who keeps them out of trouble.
And the cost to produce that daily report, The source says maybe 100 or 200 credits.
Which is 1 or 2 euros?
Yeah.
Compared to an analyst's salary. An analyst doing that work is 6 figures a year, easy.
It lets a small team output the intelligence of a massive one.
Yeah.
It's basically arbitrage on expertise.
There's one more growth lever here I want to touch on. Global expansion.
This is a huge one for any digital product.
Mm-hmm.
Churnbuster works with global platforms like Stripe and Shopify. A company in Berlin has the exact same churn problems as a company in Texas.
But all of Churnbuster's content is probably in English.
Right. And Translating your entire library of content is usually a nightmare. You're hiring translators, re-recording videos. It's a huge project.
A huge, expensive project.
But the Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. So you take that awesome case study on their website, the one with BattleBox where the CEO talks about how much money they saved.
Right now, that's just text or a video in English.
The API can take that exact story and instantly generate a Spanish, German, or Japanese audio or video version.
When you say instantly, are we talking voice cloning here or just like subtitles?
The source mentions both are possible. Voice cloning is there. So you could literally have the narration in perfect German, and suddenly you're a player in the DACH market.
That is just wild. You can expand your total addressable market, your TAM, basically overnight.
You can start ranking for your keywords in Tokyo with native-sounding assets. The cost to enter a new country drops from hiring a local team to clicking a few buttons.
Okay, before we wrap this all up, I want to pivot just a little bit. We've talked a lot about external marketing, but Churnbuster is a complex product.
Okay.
They have new people starting. They have to learn about adaptive retry logic and gateway error codes.
And internal alignment is the silent killer of growth. If your sales team doesn't get the product, they can't sell it. If support doesn't get the new feature, they can't help with it.
And let's be honest, nobody reads the internal wiki. I don't read the internal wiki.
It's where information goes to die. But this private podcast idea is brilliant for this. Instead of making a new hire read a dense manual on decline codes, the API creates an internal training podcast for them.
Episode 1, Why Cards Fail. Episode 2, The Art of the Retry.
Exactly. They can listen while they set up their laptop or on their commute. It just gets them up to speed so much faster. And because it's automated, when the engineers change the logic, the API can regenerate the training episode to match.
So your training material is never out of date. That is the holy grail for any ops team.
It keeps the whole company moving at the speed of the software.
Okay, let's pull back. We have Churnbuster, a great company, already delivering a 10x ROI. And we have the Auto Content API, this infrastructure for media.
And when you put them together, you see the future. Churnbuster has the fuel. That's their expertise. Auto Content is the engine.
The synergy is just. It's undeniable. Churnbuster provides the deep knowledge. Auto Content provides the ability to get that knowledge out there. Audio, video, text, shorts, research reports in 50 languages all at once.
And it fundamentally changes marketing from a craft, where you lovingly hand make every piece of content to infrastructure. It's just a machine that runs 24/7, educating your market and defending your brand.
And the costs, we keep coming back to it, but it's just so absurdly low compared to doing it with people.
It creates a competitive moat. If ChurnBuster does this, they can just drown out their competitors through sheer volume and mental availability. They're just everywhere, all the time, with useful information.
So I guess this is the question I want to leave everyone with, and it's kind of a scary question, to be honest.
Let's hear it.
If your competitor can turn one blog post into a podcast, a video series, and a social campaign in 5 minutes for the price of a coffee, how long can you really afford to keep doing it by hand?
That is the question. The economics have fundamentally changed. You either build the infrastructure or you're going to get buried by it.
On that very cheerful note, seriously though, this is fascinating stuff. The tools are here. It's just a matter of who decides to use them first. Thanks for diving in.
Always a pleasure.
We'll see you on the next deep dive.